takes place between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
People are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. Who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S.
Easily I approach the microphone in this land of jokes, can't leave it alone.
All right. You are listening to Lone Lantern Radio. I am your host, Gary Franchi, and founder of the Lone Lantern Society of America. Do you feel that energy? Do you feel that strength? It is just flowing through the airwaves, and it's going right to you right now. We are here to empower you, to inform you, and to activate you. It is time to take back this country. Your republic depends on it. So sit back. We got a great show. But when this show's over, you're going to stand up and you're going to do something about it. You know, we got a great guest tonight, Michael Berger. He is the media coordinator for 911truth.org. He's also the producer of the film Improbable Collapse. We're going to have him on just after the first break, but I've got a couple announcements for you. You know, our new site has gone live. You can check it out at lonelantern.org. We've got a brand new interactive forum system set up. You can check it out. Click the link that says forums on the left side of the page. Also, our chat room is open. Get in there. Connect with the people. Also, if you'd like to sponsor this show, please email me, Gary1@lonelantern.org. We need your support to keep this show going. If you have a desire and you feel it in your heart that you want to sponsor this show, please email me. We could talk about it. Similarly, we also have a gear shop, a Lone Lantern gear shop that is open. We've got some really great t-shirts, hats, and all kinds of fun stuff you can wear to support the Lone Lantern Society. Simply go to gear.lonelantern.org. So you are now, I believe you are listening live, or you are actually listening from the free downloads, the shareable archive at rbnlive.com. Either it's live or it's archived, but either way, you're going to get the same message, the same results, and the same action. So please, share this link, share this show with friends. We got some powerful information lined up for you tonight with our guest, Michael Berger, filmmaker of Improbable Collapse. His film, Improbable Collapse, is, I have to say, one of the best 9/11 documentaries out there today. We're going to come back on the flip side of this break with Michael Berger and your calls. Stay tuned, Lone Lantern Radio.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Get some media attention because they are ignoring us, they're ignoring the anti-war movement, they're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore.
That is absolutely correct. We can't trust our government anymore. And they are out of control. And this is where it stops, though. It stops here. It stops now. You know, I hope that you enjoyed Monday's show. We had a close friend, fellow broadcaster, as our guest host, Stephen J. Connors, Nevada's voice of reason. You know, I got some calls, people asking, hey, you didn't do the show on Monday. What was going on? You know, I didn't recognize the format. Well, now you know, Stephen J. Connors, the voice of reason, was the host. If you liked his show, and I'm sure you did, I love his show. Steve just has a way about him. You know, call the good people at RBN and let them know that you want Stephen J. Connors on the air. He's got some great insight, and he would be a welcome addition to the RBN lineup. So give the guys a call over to RBN, 800-724-2719. That is their office number. You can reach them there, 800-724-2719. Also, we will be taking calls for Mike Berger. If you have a question or a comment about his film or the 9/11 Truth Movement in general, so that number is 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Have you got your pen handy yet? Well, I'll repeat the number for you. That's 1-800-313-9443. So we'll be taking your calls about 7:30. So Why don't you line them up? Think of something good for Mike. Mike's, but be careful now. Mike's probably one of the best debaters on 9/11 that this movement has to offer. Mike has been on numerous mainstream media outlets debating the 9/11 truth movement, and he has, you know, he has really distilled his argument down to the science, the physics and science, and just the facts of 9/11. So often we get confused, or not confused, but we actually get, you know, caught up in these different theories and ideas and speculations. But one thing you can't argue with is the physics and science of how buildings, World Trade Center buildings 1, 2, and 7 came down that fateful day. And Mike really has a great way of explaining that and debating people on the mainstream. Mike has been on Showbiz Tonight. He's been on MSNBC's Scarborough Country. He's also been on World News Tonight. He's been on numerous different radio stations all over the AM/FM dial in every part of the country, whether it's on the web or terrestrial radio. Mike really has covered the gamut of talk shows and presented the case to the American people. Sometimes he's met with opposition by some of the hosts, and sometimes he wins the host over. And I've heard some excellent shows that Mike has been on. So I encourage you, a lot of those shows, I believe, may be archived at 911truth.org. But we'll talk to Mike about those in just a minute. You know, Mike's film, Improbable Collapse, is I believe it's the only film in the entire 9/11 catalog, the 9/11 Truth catalog, that really does specifically isolates and sticks to the physics and science of the collapse of the Twin Towers. Mike's film, Improbable Collapse, it stands on its own. His tireless research, dedication to the truth, has yielded a condensed package of truth that fits neatly into one DVD. You know, after viewing Mike's film, I was astounded. I had never seen it presented this way, and I was astounded to see how he used the government's own studies in the NIST report to prove the case for 9/11 truth. And it is an absolute honor and a privilege to have Michael on our show tonight. You know, later in the show, we also expect to hear from Trevor from St. Louis. He has an announcement to make about some actions he's taking part in out there in St. Louis. But until Trevor comes on, we'd like to speak with Mike Berger. Take your phone calls at 1-800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. Michael Berger, are you there? Are you on the line?
I am, Gary.
Welcome to the show, Michael. It is an honor and a privilege to have you here. Thank you for being on Lone Lantern Radio.
Thanks for asking me on. I really appreciate it.
It is an honor to have you here. And, you know, I want to just jump in. And, you know, I got a whole list of questions. I hope we have enough time to get through them. Basically, what shows, what mainstream media shows have you been on, that you've been asked to appear? You know, how do they approach you to get on the show? Because a lot of people, they may speculate, oh, you know, he was asked this way, and people, you know, make up these different theories about different associations. But, you know, how did you go on these shows? What shows have you been on? How did it all unfold?
It all began when I became the media coordinator for 911truth.org. And in, I guess it was, March or April last year, it started with CNN Showbiz Tonight when Charlie Sheen went public with his support of 9/11 Truth.
Right.
CNN Showbiz Tonight contacted us at 911truth.org. And that's how I wound up on the show speaking out about 9/11. And what was interesting about that and what I learned from that experience was I got to spend about 25 minutes with the producer on the phone, and they originally wanted me to speak out, about some criticisms about what I didn't agree with that Charlie Sheen was saying. And it was pretty clear that the producers really hadn't looked at any of the information. And so in about 25 minutes, I kind of summarized some of the main arguments for why there's a need for a real investigation and why what the government has proclaimed all this time is based on outright lies, misrepresentations. And what I learned was that basically what I was speaking to the producer actually was later aired out of the A.J. Hammer, the host, was basically speaking what I had told the producer. And it was really the first mainstream media appearance about 9/11 issues where we weren't slammed. And what happened after that show was kind of interesting. The next day, I believe Alex Jones went on, and then they were supposed to have on Sandra Hicks the next day. And because they got enormous ratings when they covered the 9/11 issue, but they canceled Sanders' appearance. And when I called to speak to the producer and try to find out why, they had actually yanked that producer from the show. So that was my first experience with the way things work in the media. Then I had also done when the Pentagon released their second set of, quote, videos, we were contacted by media from around the world. And what we found was whether it was BBC, ABC, it didn't matter who, they had a very set agenda of questions. They were really trying to get somebody to publicly state definitively that no plane hit the Pentagon. I mean, there was a clear agenda their questions.
Are you saying that you were contacted by various media outlets, and they all had a similar outline of questions?
They actually all had the same
almost
question.
Almost a script?
they were literally worded almost exactly the same.
So it could be argued that those questions were handed down from a single source, or is that just mere coincidence?
It's a good question. I mean, it had the appearance that basically whoever at the heads of the media outlets were handing out talking points that day. There was a pretty clear agenda to try to get people from the truth movement, the conspiracy theorists, to state publicly something that could be twisted and manipulated and played with. And I actually was contacted by ABC World News Tonight. They actually sent a film crew out, and we did a 40-minute interview. And what was interesting about that is, again, the producer who did the interview by speakerphone consistently tried to get me to state that no plane hit the Pentagon. And I kept trying to steer the conversation back to the questions of how anything could hit the Pentagon to begin with. That instead of focusing on what did or didn't hit the Pentagon, why don't we talk about why there were no air defenses, why there was a stand down, why wasn't NORAD able to track these planes? Why were they telling us that they relied on air traffic control radar, which is absurd?
Because when it comes down to it, that's really a stronger argument, because you can actually track that. There's a paper trail. There's definitive evidence to show that there was a stand down. There's definitive evidence to show these facts. Once they release that some footage of a plane hitting, the whole argument, is out the window. Right,
and I mean, there has always been, the suspicion that they would release a video that had been doctored to show the plane hitting the Pentagon, which has always been a concern. I mean, the fact that they still haven't released definitive proof is rather odd, because they keep bringing that issue back up and they keep the focus on that issue. And I think it's because it makes it easier for them to attack and malign the credibility of anybody speaking out. And it also deflects any of the conversation away from the real legitimate questions, such as if NORAD, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, was one of their main tasks was drug interdiction. None of these planes that try to sneak over the borders or fly around the country with drugs have transponders on. And yet there's documented evidence of how many drug interdiction missions NORAD successfully conducted. So we know that they're able to find rogue aircraft without transponders, much smaller than commercial aircraft, in the middle of the night. So the notion that they couldn't find these planes is just absurd.
So Mike, we're coming up on a break. We're coming up on a break. I don't mean to cut you off.
No, no problem.
Right back. On the flip side of break, Mike Berger, Improbable Collapse, 911truth.org. We'll see you on the flip side.
All that is needed is that a state of war should exist.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same
we are
time,
back. You are listening to Lone Lantern Radio. If you haven't signed it yet, go to rbnlive.com, sign the petition. We are going to hit Sirius Satellite Radio with 1 million signatures so we can pierce that avenue of the mainstream. And also get into the chat room, even though it's spinning out of control tonight. Get into the chat room, join the conversation, lonelantern.org/chat.html. We're back with Mike Berger, the filmmaker of Improbable Collapse and the media coordinator for 911truth.org. Mike, I wanted to kind of shift gears and start talking about your film and some of your other your thoughts on 9/11. You know, I got an email today from someone who had been made aware about 9/11 Truth because of, of all places, Penn and Teller. You remember the bit where they bashed Jimmy Walter, Eric Hufschmid, and initially this individual who emailed me had joined the bandwagon in bashing the case against Walters and Hufschmid. But then they decided to take a look deeper and further, and once they did, they were convinced that 9/11 was, in fact, an inside job. So that being said, what are your thoughts on the South Park 9/11 Truth episode, the case for the urinal deuce? Is it good to have bad publicity? Is there an upside to it?
I guess I'm one of the few exceptions who doesn't necessarily think that all publicity is good publicity. I don't, you know, it maybe it raises the issue. I thought it was really quite funny myself. But at the same time, I don't know that it's, you know, if it gets people to come and look at some of the information, that would be great. I'm somewhat skeptical that it works that way, in the same way as I'm very skeptical that we will have a big mainstream media breakthrough, just from my own experience with the media and seeing the way it works and the way it works behind the scenes especially. I don't hold out much hope that that effort will really bring anything to fruition. I really think the way to go about it is as we have been, is getting the word out to people, educating people, and I think we need to work on a strategy, kind of like what is proposed for the conference in Arizona, accountability. You know, I hope that there is a strategy that comes out of this conference.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that for a minute too. I understand that you will not be at that conference because your film Improbable Collapse has been accepted to an East Coast Film Festival. Is that correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm starting to gear up on several tours with the film. The film has been accepted to screen February 21st through 23rd at the Carolina Film and Video Festival. I'm waiting to hear back from Duke University. I may be speaking there right before the festival. I just heard from some people in Alaska who want to bring me up there to screen the film. And
that's quite a distance.
Yeah, and Jonathan Mark of Flyby News has arranged a two-week tour of the Northeast in April. And I will also be screening the film in South Bend, Indiana on March 17th, where I believe Kevin Ryan and Webster Tarpley will also be speaking.
Oh, in South Bend. Well, that's just a stone's throw from where we are here in Chicago. Perhaps we can get a team of guys to come down and show some support to you.
That'd be great.
And likewise, we are actually in the process of trying to get your film into the UIC, University of Illinois Chicago Auditorium. So we are still in the process of that. I know we've been talking about that for quite some time, but it is still one of our main agendas for the early part of this year. Tell us about your film and the way that you presented and dissected the NIST report. I found it to be fascinating. And can you just give us kind of a summary and overview of how that investigation and your research translated to the film and what the primary message was?
Sure. Ultimately, you know, the American people have not taken the time to read any of the reports, the FEMA report, the NIST report. I believe the 9/11 Commission report was actually a bestseller, but the 9/11 Commission report doesn't even mention Building 7, for example. And so looking at Professor Jones' work, Kevin Ryan, Jim Hoffman, I mean, the case, once Professor Jones had tested the samples that he's obtained and found the sulfidation, which is the same kind of wearing away, a chemical corrosion of the steel that the FEMA report mentions and says it's extremely strange, needs further investigation, which they've really never come out with any definitive word on what caused it. It kind of just disappeared. And then the criticisms of the NIST reports, which to this day, NIST has never released the final report on the explanation for the collapse of 7. And one of the arguments would be that since these were the largest structural failures in history, the largest event to cause the deaths of firefighters in history, etc., that you would have the largest forensic investigation, the most well-funded investigation to find out how these buildings failed, just from a safety standpoint. And since the funding was, I mean, the FEMA report wasn't funded. They were volunteers, effectively. The NIST report had funding, but it was put together by, it's very interesting, the same engineers who, for example, wrote the report on Oklahoma City, wound up doing the report on the World Trade Center.
And isn't that convenient?
Yes, very. I hear we're on another break.
Yeah, we're coming up to a break, and we got Clinton on the line from Wisconsin. We'll be coming to him after the break. We got Michael Berger, Improbable Collapse, 911truth.org. See you on the flip side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Sole wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Sole Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement.
That's right.
They're ignoring
we are back.
The anti-government movement.
They are not going to ignore us any longer. You know, we've got films like Mike Berger's Improbable Collapse that just presents the case for 9/11 truth in such a clear and precise way that they can't ignore us any longer. I mean, if you show this film to any of your friends, and I encourage you to go to improbablecollapse.com and support Mike Berger, support the hard work that he has done to put this film out there and to, you know, to present a message of truth. And solution to the American people. We are taking your calls for Mike. If you have a question or a comment for Mike Berger, please call in 1-800-313-9443. We do have three callers on the line, Mike. We've got Clinton, Floyd, and Tyler, who we've been waiting for, I believe. Is it Tyler?
Yeah,
Tyler. We've got three people on line. We're going to go to Clinton. He's been patiently waiting. He's in Wisconsin. Clinton, are you there? You have a question or a comment for Michael Berger.
Yes, I have questions. Hello to both of you tonight.
Hi, Clinton.
I wrote down 5 bullet points. They're all questions, and there's other people, so let me get to it. The first question is, what can be kind of content requirements, copyright or whatever, are these NIST DVDs, the reports, and why haven't persons like yourself, Mike, been repurposing this content or putting the DVD out on a BitTorrent network so we can all download it without having to pay the government $68. The second point.
Hold on,
is,
wait, Clinton. Let me, I don't know what you're referring to, because the NIST report
I'll
is.
I'll explain. The NIST report comes in paper and on a DVD, right?
No, NIST report is a downloadable PDF. It's available for free all over the internet.
Oh, okay. The second point then is the person, Mike. Apparently, you've read much of that report, if not all of it. Does it include building elevations of the structural framing in Building 7?
The final report on Building 7 is not out. I mean, ultimately, their explanation for it is the damage from the collapse of the North Tower and the fuel, diesel backup fuel, which is a whole other issue of how that got pumped into the building,
but it was
the fires from those diesel tanks and the structural damage that they claim is what caused the collapse of 7.
If we can get the structural drawings for Building 7, we could get more architects and engineers to support the pursuit of the truth.
Oh, agreed. I mean, that was one of the things also that Kevin Ryan pointed out, is that even their explanation for the collapse of the towers, basically the physical work, they couldn't get the towers to collapse. So what they did is they had to use computational analysis and played around and fudged the data to make the buildings collapse. And Kevin Ryan has pointed out, and others, that we would like the government to make those calculations public. That way other engineers can go and look at the calculations and see whether or not what they put forward works, because as Kevin Ryan has done in his analysis, the computation analysis was fudged.
Okay, thank you. Because in the same context, then, what we need to do is also do the exact same thing in the context of the reformulated fuel that is mandated by law for commercial aircrafts. In the 1970s, after years of horrifying, flaming burnouts, the FAA mandated all the fuel to be reformulated, and all that has to be looked at in the context of what we're pursuing the truth. Further, the NIST site at wtc.nist.gov has doctored images of the steel trusses in their gallery. If you go into their gallery of the recovered steel and look at the image of the steel trusses there, they doctored those trusses up for the images. They removed any of the remaining fire retardant material that was applied. You can still see some surface of fire retardant material that still adheres to the surface. And it also contradicts their claim about the kinetic energy of blasting fire retardant material off of the steel surfaces, because it could only do so on one facing side of any steel member. How could you see these pictures in the gallery? You could see all sides of these steel members and the steel trusses, and they don't have any fire retardant material on them.
Well, you know, you never know how and where they got the trusses from. Obviously, it was, you know, somewhere in the rubble pile. That material could have been taken off in a million different ways, and what you're saying is very true. Kevin Ryan points that out in the film, that basically they did these shotgun blast tests to show that the fireproofing was blown off, because their explanation for the collapse of the towers was that the fireproofing, the sprayed-on fireproofing, was dislodged from the impact of the plane, and the fires were hot enough because there was dislodged fireproofing to cause the failure of the steel, which the steel tests show aren't even true. And second, you can't dislodge all the fireproofing because there is not enough energy to have the plane go through the building, disintegrate on impact, and then, as you're saying, remove fireproofing from all faces of the trusses, the structures on 9 floors. It's just there's not enough energy to do
it. Yeah, that would take a tremendous amount of energy to to complete
that kind of a task. The kinetic
energy. We've got some more callers on the line. Clinton, thank you for your contribution.
But thank you for your time, then.
Thanks, Clinton. Thank you for your contribution. I met Clinton up in at Wisconsin, the Tea Party. Just a wealth of information that he had to share. Very patriotic gentleman. We're going to go on to Floyd in Illinois. Floyd, are you there?
Hey, hi, Gary.
How are you, Floyd? Do you have a question or a comment for Mike Berger?
Yeah, hi, Michael. It's almost unanimously agreed that Building 7 was the headquarters or the command center for the attack and the subsequent demolition of the Twin Towers. And if this is true, that would mean that when Building 7 was pulled later in the day, that would have had to have been done, obviously, from either a remote location or that it was set on a timer as the criminals were fleeing the ship, Building 7 I'm referring to. And I was wondering if you could comment on that.
Well, I mean, we know it was the Center for the Office of Emergency Management. Another issue which doesn't really come up a lot, there were also a series of terrorism meetings scheduled for that morning, coincidentally, in Building 7 with Larry Silverstein. And we have contradictory on mainstream media reports contradicting what took place there. Larry Silverstein's office, a couple of days after the attacks, had said that the meeting had been canceled. And there are other people, I believe a gentleman who was there from Fort Monmouth, who is a military person, who was there with a crew, claimed to the media that he was there for this meeting, which Larry Silverstein a week later said had been canceled. So I don't know that we know that was the center for the operation, but there are certainly enough pieces. I mean, what we really need is subpoena power and a real investigation to get to the bottom of really what went down and why, for example, Mayor Giuliani and the people in OEM in 7, why it was evacuated before the collapse of the towers when no steel structures had ever collapsed from fire. And people keep bringing up the plane damage as if that's what brought those buildings down, but even the architects and engineers had designed the building to withstand impacts from similar planes. They've acknowledged that the NIST report acknowledges that the buildings were stable after the impacts and that there wasn't sufficient damage or heat from the fires to cause failure.
Absolutely, and I also, it's true that fires were reported in Building 7 prior to the second plane striking the South Tower, correct?
I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware of that, but I did interview one of the firefighters who was in the sub-basement of 7 earlier in the morning, and he said there was an unbelievable amount of diesel fuel in the sub-basement in the tanks, like just huge amounts. Now, that in and of itself is not enough to bring down the building, but it was also a violation of the city code as well. I mean, they had these diesel tanks and pumps throughout the building for backup generators, and many of these pumps, for some reason, did not shut off and actually were still pumping fuel, diesel oil, into the building. Now, that was what really fueled those fires. But again, those fires weren't intense enough or long-lasting enough to cause the kind of sufficient damage to bring down the building. And certainly, even if it were, the building would not have come down the way it did.
You know, one of the biggest examples you can see, and is so often quoted when people speak about Building 7 or fires, is, you know, those towers or the tower in Madrid, Spain, that burned intensely for more hours than Building 7.
Yeah, that burned for 20 plus, and you have Meridian Plaza, which was in Philadelphia, which is a similar, yeah, I mean, not obviously there's only one other building structure I know of that's actually similar to the World Trade Centers, and that's in Oklahoma, actually. It's built by the same architect. It's kind of a mini version of the towers. But that building burned for over 16 hours. They pulled the firefighters out of the building, and what they found in that building after a 16-hour burn was minimal structural damage.
Wow.
One last thing. Since you've dealt with the mainstream media head on and been interviewed and gone in studio, do you make it a point to bring in literature and DVDs and pass it on to everybody from the camera operator to the boom mic operators?
It's funny you should say that. When I've gone to the studio here, I mean, the people know me, but they're basically, whenever I've gone, there's basically a camera person. That's it.
I see.
So, I mean, and they know me now, and I've given them information and literature, and in fact, I mean, they've said after the shot was over, you know, we've talked, and they've basically said, you know, yeah, there's something, I've always thought there was something fishy about it. One time they actually sent a driver to pick me up and bring me down to the studio, and he and I had an amazing conversation, because when he asked me what I was doing and I told him, he's like, you know, I had been telling my friends for the last 3.5 years, man, that whole thing doesn't add up, and he's like, I'm really glad somebody's trying to do something about it, because he goes, yeah, that story just doesn't add up.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Floyd. You know, Mike, I do have to say thank you, you know, for your hard work and your dedication to this movement. You know, it is time for each of us to stand up and do whatever it is within our means to get this information to the people. It is a paramount objective for each American, and we should focus on that. We're going to go to Tyler in Missouri. I believe Tyler has an announcement to make. He's going to be doing an action in St. Louis. Tyler, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tyler.
How's it going,
Gary? Hello, Tyler. Very good. How are you?
All right, good. I'm calling. We're gonna get 1,000 DVDs out at the universities around St. Louis next month. So if anyone who wants to get involved is listening to the show, just email us at the St. Louis 9/11 little street crew. Just email us at loosechangestl at yahoo.com. It's loosechangestl for St. Louis at yahoo.com. And then we'll get with you, and you can come help us with this next project.
Okay, so you got 1,000 copies of Loose Change, and you are at loosechangestl at yahoo.com?
Yeah, we don't have just Loose Change. We got Terror Storm and Who Killed John O'Neill. And so we got like 3 or 4 movies. And we got like a DVD mill. We got like a computer with like 6 burners in it. So we can burn them all day long.
So basically, you guys are out there, and you've got a duplicator, and you guys are just burning, and then putting them in sleeves, and then you're going to hit the street.
Oh, yeah. We put little tickets in there with more information, you know, websites, and so people aren't just getting, like, a raw DVD, you know.
Right.
They're getting, like, actual some literature, too.
Beautiful. Are you guys going to be recording any of that? Maybe put it up on YouTube, let the rest of the world know that you're not afraid to stand up for the truth?
Yeah, we'll do that. We don't really have cameras. We, you know, some of the guys, you know, we don't have much money and everything, but we got like a little Canon. So, yeah, I guess that's a good idea, you know, kind of like John Connor.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, he's having a little contest right now. You can check out his contest at theresistancemanifesto.com. He's calling it the 9/11 Truth Jam. And he's encouraging everyone to go out and record some type of a street action where you're promoting the message of 9/11 truth. He's going to post it on his site, and then you can actually there's going to be a vote. People can win prizes. I believe he's going to be giving away copies of his book, some T-shirts and stuff. Just little things, little incentives just to keep people, you know, acting. And
but that's cool, too, because people can go there and get ideas for activism in their own city.
Yeah, I went to his site just the other day, and he had a link. I believe it was a Tulsa group that, you know, it was real grassroots. They were standing there on the side of the street, a big cardboard sign that said free DVDs. They had guys with bullhorns just, you know, shouting, hey, you want free DVDs? And, you know, you hear people screaming at them, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Then you got other people saying, oh, yeah, rolling down their windows and taking them. You know, there's so many different ways that you can get these messages out. I do encourage, if you can, get a group together, pool your funds, pick up a DVD duplicator, and make copies of the films that that the filmmakers have approved and spread this message. Likewise, another way, I encourage everyone out there to support Mike Berger and his fantastically truth-filled documentary, Improbable Collapse. Support Mike, buy the film, improbablecollapse.com. Mike worked tirelessly on his film to compile the evidence, traveling across the country, having interviews with people. You know, and that takes time, dedication, I mean, a good portion of one's life. So please support Michael, support his film, support the spread of truth. You know, these films cannot be just made and then just and you not support the filmmaker. You know, a lot of people out there, they say, okay, you know, yeah, make copies of my film, make copies of my film. But, you know, you still have to support that filmmaker. I mean, that filmmaker will never be able to make another film if everyone is just, you know, not going back to support him. Yep. And I know Mike has a desire to make more films, but that can't happen unless we support Mike. Mike, I know you had some ideas to make some more films. What kind of thoughts were on your plate to go further with your project?
Well, I mean, originally it was conceived as a series, but actually, financially, I'm just not able to do it. I mean, I put my life savings into doing this, and I had hoped that as I sold copies, I could keep doing it, but I've actually had to go back to work full-time, and so I'm not sure where that's going to go. So I am making the film available on clamshells. I just haven't gotten the website updated, so I'm going to do, on the suggestion of Sophia of 9/11 Mysteries, I'm going to do the same pricing that she has, and so hopefully that will make it more affordable for people to actually support the work and get the word out and be able to hand out the film.
All right, we're going to be back on the flip side of the break with Mike Berger, 911truth.org. See you on the flip side.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com. at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073, or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
We are back. You are listening to Lone Lantern Radio. I just want to say thank you to Tyler for calling in with that great report, and I hope to hear back from you. Please call in when your action is through, and I'd like to hear how that goes. Also, Mike, I want to thank you for calling in, too. You know, your work is needs to be seen by every American, and, you know, how can people buy the film? How much does it cost? Is there a phone number that they can call?
Sure. Actually, I wanted to mention, since I haven't had the website updated, the film right now is $15.95 in the AMRAE, and I do priority mail shipping for $4.05, so it's $20. We're also making it available in clamshells for $10 each, or three for $25, and in quantities we go down to actually $3 a copy. Has the same graphic on it as the one that is made in the AMRAE, but it comes in a clear clamshell. And it would really help if you could support our work so we can continue doing this. In March, it will be 4 years now that I've been doing this and traveling around the country interviewing people. We have quite a collection of footage, but it's taken quite a bit of money and time, and it's not like I'm trying to make any kind of a profit. I'm actually just trying to get back the money that I spent on this so we can keep doing it. And so by purchasing the film, you really will help us and support our work so we can continue doing it, and I'd really appreciate it.
Thank you
and
so much.
The website is improbableclaps.com. If you want to order in a clamshell, you can send an email to info@improbablecollapse.com. And or call 314-308-4893.
Could you repeat those contact information for the
people? Sure. The phone number is 314-308-4893. Or you can email directly to info@improbablecollapse, and I can send you the pricing for clamshells, or you can go to improbablecollapse.com and order the film in the AMRAE. And I'm also going to offer a package of one film in the AMRAE and 10 clamshells for $73. So just if you're interested, send us an email.
Okay. Michael, thank you so much for your hard work and dedication. I know we've spoke before, and you have an extensive video library of information that needs to be seen by the people. Some of the stuff we've spoken about and things that you know and these different timelines of events that need to be presented go beyond what your first film contains. So if you want to see that and you want to support that, it's only going to happen if you buy the film. Please support Michael Berger, improbablecollapse.com. You know, I want to ask everyone out there, what are you doing? Are you just sitting there behind a computer? Are you sitting there in your car? Are you sitting there in your living room? You know, what are you doing to spread the truth about 9/11? What are you doing to fight the New World Order? It's going to take more than people just sitting down and listening to this radio show, okay? It takes action. So get up and do something about it. Do not be afraid of what someone's going to think or say about you. Remember, I am not here to make you a follower or for you to follow me. There are enough sheep already. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. And as a friend of mine said, when he woke from his long slumber, what did he say? He said, take over the code. We'll see you on Friday. Lone Lantern Radio.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty.